Don't bother just to be better than your contemporaries or predecessors. Try to be better than yourself.
Hello everyone, this is Gwen. 欢迎来到每天都会更新的每日早读。A little effort every day, you will make a big difference.今天早读来自美剧《犯罪心理》，是美国作家福克纳曾经说过的一句话：不要只是想着超越你的同辈或前辈，你更应该在乎的是超越你自己。Don't bother just to be better than your contemporaries or predecessors. Try to be better than yourself. 我们再看美音。Don't bother just to be better than your contemporaries or predecessors. Try to be better than yourself. 首先我们做英音的语音讲解。我们来看第一句话。Don't bother just to be better. 前面半句呢有两处 t 的爽读。Don't 尾部的 t 音。Just 尾部的 t 的发音。为了句子读起来更加流畅。把前面的 t 的音都省略掉。Don't bother just to be
better than your contemporaries. Contemporary 这个词，我们注意重读音节在 tem 这个音节上。Contemporary.
后面这个 predecessor 这个词呢，音音之中呢，更多会把前面的音节读成紧音的 e. Predecessor. 美音呢，会更多读成 predecessor. 好，第一句话。Don't bother just to be better than your contemporaries or predecessors. 第二句 try to be better than yourself.
把重读呢放到 yourself 后面这个 self 这个音节上。Try to be better than yourself. 要去跟你自己比较，比自己更出色。Try 这个词要注意里面有一个 ch 和 r 的音素的组合。Try.
这个 r 的发音一定不要丢掉了哈。Try to be better than yourself.
Try to be better than yourself.
好，我们来用非常慢的速度用英音来读一下这句话。
Don't bother just to be better than your contemporaries or predecessors. Try to be better than yourself.
我们再看美音。Don't bother just to be better than your contemporaries or predecessors. 那同样 don't 尾部的 t 的音 just 尾部的 t 的音都直接略掉。
Don't bother just to be better than your contemporaries or predecessors.
那 contemporary 重读在 tem, 后面这个词呢重读在第一个音节 predecessor.
Predecessor. Predecessor.
四个音节。那这两个词变复数尾部都是浊音的 z, 所以这两个词分别读成 contemporaries 和 predecessors.最后一句 try to be better than yourself. Better 这个词里包含 flap t, better
than yourself,
后面 self 这个音节重读 try to be better than yourself, 试着比自己更出色吧。好，我们来用非常慢的速度用美音来读一下。
Don't bother just to be better than your contemporaries or predecessors. Try to be better than yourself.
好，发音部分我们就讲到这儿了。我们来看这句话的意思。前面半句的 bother to do something 是费心费力去做什么什么，后面呢也可以跟 doing bother to do bother doing。 那一般在口语之中的用法就是前面会带一个 don't bother to do something, 或者是 don't bother doing something, 就是不要劳心不要费心去做什么什么了。那一般的用法呢就是在动作没有发生的前提之下提醒对方不要麻烦去做了。
Don't bother asking, 就是不要浪费时间去问了。Don't bother coming back, 就是别费心回来了。
那后面半句的 contemporary 是由表示共同的 con 这个前缀和 temporary 这个词组成的。Temporary 我们知道是暂时的， contemporary 意思是同一个时代的，也就是当代的或是现代的。当代美国文学是 contemporary American literature, 当代女性 contemporary women, 现代音乐就是 contemporary music。那这个词也可以作为名词表示同辈人同龄人，既是个形容词也是个名词。那我们来看一个例句哈，和大多数同辈人一样，我生长在一个截然不同的世界。
Like most of my contemporaries, I grew up in a vastly different world.
那 predecessor 这个词是名词表示前任或者是原先的东西，那它前面这个 pre 这个前缀呢表示前或者是以前，所以这个词里面很正常包含前这一层含义。
He learned everything he knew from his predecessor.
他所知的一切都是从前任那儿学来的。好，回到早读，我们来看这句话。Don't bother just to be better than your contemporaries or predecessors. 不要只是费心想着超越你的同辈或者是前辈。Try to be better than yourself. 试着超越你自己吧。今天的活学活用呢，我们来试着用 Don't bother to do something. Don't bother doing something. 用这个小词料来造一个句子。Don't bother to do 或者是 don't bother doing 的意思表示不要费心费力去做什么什么了。今早读我们再来读一下，首先是英音版。Don't bother just to be better than your contemporaries or predecessors. Try to be better than yourself. 我们再看美音。Don't bother just to be better than your contemporaries or predecessors. Try to be better than yourself. 今早读就是这样了。Have a nice day. See you tomorrow.